Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Mary Beth Lewis. First I'll look at the background of this case, including the timeline of the alleged crime, then offer my analysis. Mary Beth Lewis was born in 1957 and lived in Elma, New York. This is 16 miles east of Buffalo. She served as a nurse in the Air Force. In 1982, she met an Air Force pilot named Robert Lewis at a St. Patrick's Day party. The couple eventually became romantically involved. They married and moved around as the Air Force sent Bob to various places like California, Oklahoma, Texas, New Jersey, and Tennessee. Approximately between the years of 1984 and 1994, the couple had 5 daughters. In 1998, Bob started working as a pilot for FedEx. In 2000, the family moved to Mary Beth's hometown of Elma, New York, and purchased a 4,200-square-foot 6-bedroom house on Buffalo Creek Road. A few years later, Mary Beth decided that she wanted to have more children and turned to in vitro fertilization. In 2007, just before she turned 50 years old, she gave birth to twin girls. The pregnancy and delivery were hard on Mary Beth's body. She almost died from a rare blood clotting disorder and had to be put on a ventilator. Despite the scare, she pulled through and went home to raise her children. Her other 5 daughters ranged in age from 13 to 23 at this time, so there was a sizable age difference between them and the new additions. Acknowledging this divide, the daughters born in the 80s and 90s started referring to themselves as the originals. Many people believe that Mary Beth was done having children. After all, it is unusual for a woman to give birth at her age, and she almost died during childbirth. While most people would interpret a near-death experience as a sign to slow down, Mary Beth thought of it as halftime. In 2010, she gave birth to another daughter. This was her 8th child. That same year, her mother died from a stroke. Mary Beth and her mother had been very close. They saw each other at least 4 times a week. She described her mother as gentle, kind, a hero, and an awesome lady. Perhaps partially motivated by this devastating loss, Mary Beth gave birth to twin boys in 2012. Her sons were her 9th and 10th children. During the next year, Mary Beth had another difficult experience involving her family. Her 2nd daughter, Christina, who had been born in 1986, was suffering from bipolar disorder and was addicted to alcohol. On February 9, 2013, Christina had a heart attack. Mary Beth found her unresponsive and performed CPR, but there was still significant brain damage. Christina was flown to Tijuana, Mexico, for some type of experimental stem cell treatment. Not surprisingly, this was not too effective. She was then transported to a medical facility in Buffalo, New York, where she entered long-term care. Christina died years later on March 21, 2024. In 2016, Mary Beth decided that she wanted another child. However, she was out of embryos. To sidestep this problem, she purchased both sperm and eggs from donors. This, of course, meant that the children would not have her genetic material, but that didn't seem to bother Mary Beth. In December 2016, Mary Beth gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. This would be number 11 and number 12. Mary Beth was 59 years old at this time. Understandably, many people who knew Mary Beth believed this would be the end of her childbearing career. Yet, it was not. In 2019, she had another child at the age of 62. Her 13th. Depending on one's perspective, Mary Beth had achieved an amazing feat of human reproduction or was incredibly unwise and maybe even obsessed. One might wonder how Mary Beth and Bob could afford to have so many children. As it turns out, they were wealthy. Bob retired from FedEx at the age of 65. Two pensions and Social Security supplied him with $200,000 a year. Mary Beth was still working. She was a nurse practitioner making $92,000 a year. In addition to this phenomenal income, in the couple's 401k, they had $2 million. With 13 children who had been born over a span of 35 years, it would make sense that Mary Beth would no longer be looking to expand her family. One thing was for certain, she would never decide to have more children. A few years later, Mary Beth decided to have more children. She still had two embryos available, but her physician told her it was too dangerous to carry them. This led Mary Beth to the idea of using a surrogate. Bob had a different point of view. He wanted the embryos to be destroyed. He was uninterested in having any more children. Despite Bob's opinion, Mary Beth located a surrogate. Her plan was to forge ahead without Bob. It appears as though Mary Beth interpreted this literally. On February 13, 2023, she forged Bob's signature on a contract with the surrogate. Both embryos were implanted, so the surrogate was carrying twins. Despite this successful implantation, there was still an obstacle in the way of Mary Beth's master plan to single-handedly populate the planet. A parentage order is required to use a surrogate to have children. The court requires the consent of both parents, so Mary Beth and Bob. On September 22, 2023, Mary Beth appeared on a Zoom call in front of a judge to get this order. She logged on to a separate account and impersonated Bob. The video camera was not activated. In order to have Bob affirm his identity to the court, Mary Beth grunted. Somehow, this tactic was successful, and the parentage order was granted. Mary Beth had taken steps to prevent Bob from discovering her treacherous maneuver. All the correspondence related to the surrogate was sent to a P.O. box, but the parentage order ended up being sent to their home address. Bob saw the order in the mail and became upset. He called Mary Beth and screamed, "What did you do?" Bob explained what happened to Mary Beth's lawyer, whose name he found on the paperwork. The lawyer, in turn, informed the judge. Bob told Mary Beth, "I just reported you. You're going to get arrested." The court rescinded the parentage order, and Social Services argued that the twins would be wards of the state after they were born. Under New York law, they would not have any legal parents. Mary Beth and Bob had some discussions about separating. Mary Beth suggested that if they separated, she would get half of Bob's assets. Amazingly, Bob had a change of mind about the whole surrogate situation. It sounds like he had a lose half my stuff facilitated attitude adjustment. Mary Beth and Bob executed a new contract with the surrogate, which involved Bob actually signing the agreement instead of Mary Beth forging his signature. In late November 2023, the surrogate gave birth to the twins, but Mary Beth was not allowed to see them. The judge issued an order of protection, preventing Mary Beth and Bob from having any contact with the twins. This was just one of the problems that Mary Beth was facing. There were also some criminal charges to worry about. Mary Beth was arrested and charged with 30 offenses, 2 counts of attempted kidnapping, 6 counts of forgery, 5 counts of tampering with physical evidence, 4 counts of falsifying business records, 3 counts of offering a false instrument for filing, 3 counts of tampering with public records, 1 count of attempted tampering with public records, 4 counts of perjury, and 1 count each of criminal impersonation and identity theft. Even though this was only an arrest and not a conviction, there were still consequences for Mary Beth. She was put on unpaid leave from the medical clinic where she worked and banned from her children's school. The state offered Mary Beth a plea deal. She could plead guilty to 2 felonies, receive a jail sentence of up to 6 months, and forfeit any claim to the twins. There would also be some consequences not connected to the legal system. For instance, Mary Beth would probably lose her nursing license, mostly because of the felony part. Mary Beth's attorney advised her to accept the offer, but she rejected it. A second offer was made, which was rejected as well. In June 2024, Mary Beth rejected a third plea bargain. Her lawyer decided to no longer represent her. Mary Beth found two attorneys from a different law firm who were willing to represent her in both legal matters she was facing, the criminal case and the custody case. In a fortunate outcome for Mary Beth, the judge recused himself and a new judge was assigned. On October 20, 2025, Mary Beth and Bob were officially recognized as the parents of the twins. The children were ordered to be transferred to their custody. The foster parents who were taking care of the twins were not too happy about this. They wanted to adopt them. A court-appointed attorney for the twins managed to get a stay, so the transfer did not take place. The next hearing is scheduled for late November 2025. As the custody dispute continues, Mary Beth is still facing those pesky felony charges. She is due to stand trial in March 2026. However, her lawyers are confident they can work out a plea bargain that involves no jail time.
Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knete ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Barra ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 Gigabyte für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd.
Lebara,
deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter lebara.de.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn. Und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Manche geben immer alles. Für andere fühlt sich das aber vielleicht einfach zu viel an. Ganz egal, wie du zu dem Thema stehst. Dokumentiere deine Entscheidung jetzt ganz einfach digital im Organspenderegister. Ja oder nein? Deine Entscheidung ist nur einen Klick entfernt. Fühlt sich bestimmt gut an, das geregelt zu haben, oder? Jetzt online eintragen auf organspende-register.de.
Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. Mary Beth Lewis maintains her innocence, although she is not really doing a great job of convincing people. For example, arguably, she admitted to impersonating her husband Bob during a Zoom-facilitated court hearing and to forging documents. That kind of seems like a confession. Mary Beth clearly doesn't believe that she should have been charged. She referred to the charges as ridiculous and has balked at the sheer number of felonies she is facing. It appears as though she is more focused on getting the twins and may be conflating her criminal situation with the custody dispute. Her attitude suggests that she may feel justified as far as the forgery and the criminal impersonation because she was trying to save her children. She argued that they were taken illegally, basically kidnapped by the Department of Child Services. In my opinion, the criminal and custody issues need to be treated separately. Whatever happens with the twins, Mary Beth needs to face consequences for her actions. A plea deal is probably her best hope to avoid incarceration. Item number two, this story has shed light on the high cost of using a surrogate to have children. If everything went as planned, the cost to Mary Beth would have been over $160,000. This, of course, doesn't include the cost of raising the children. Only a small percentage of people could afford this service. This may be one of those cases where a person with unusual desires was able to make them a reality due to being rich. Mary Beth does not appear to have a great handle on the financial side of her situation. For example, she talked about how she felt justified in having more children without Bob's consent because he made big decisions without consulting her, like buying a new pickup truck. So she is comparing the purchase of a pickup truck to a tremendous financial and social commitment that lasts 18 to 20 years. That must have been some pickup truck. Item number three, this case has drawn attention to the philosophical question of what makes a person a mother. People have argued that there are three roles that can qualify a person to be a mother: genetic, being the woman who contributed the genes; gestational, carrying the child and giving birth; and social, raising the child over the course of years. They argue that Mary Beth does not occupy any of these roles when it comes to the twins, and that she is closer to being a human trafficker than a mother. Using money, she arranged for the twins to be born, much like a person would make a purchase on Amazon. Why does she deserve to get custody? In the state of New York, parentage is based on the intent of the parties, not necessarily any of the roles associated with motherhood. From a legal perspective, Mary Beth can make a good case that she is the mother of the twins. And despite the delay in court, the custody dispute appears to be going her way. Now moving to my final item, number 4. Most women view having children as something that occurs during a specific window of life. For instance, between the ages of 20 and 40. There may be exceptions, like a woman who has a child at 18 or at 43 years old, but very few women would be interested in giving birth at the age of 62. Having children this late introduces several logistical problems. Old age and new motherhood are constructs that don't align very well. For instance, many women are interested in seeing a child graduate from college someday, establish a career, get married, and have children of their own. Mary Beth will be lucky if she is alive when her youngest child graduates from high school. Why does Mary Beth appear to be so obsessed with having children? What is driving her? There are many theories. For example, having children makes her feel young, she has a fear of loneliness, or she wants to break some type of record. Mary Beth answered this question by saying, "Having children is where I got my love." I think the most likely motive is that she is highly attracted to the feelings associated with being a new mother. This is a phase of life that she really enjoys. The pleasure is so intense, she is unwilling to let the party end. There is the sense that she would continue to have children, or to obtain children through other means like a surrogate, until she dies. Regardless of her motive, Mary Beth seems to be incredibly determined to meet her objective. She has refused to let anything stand in the way of her growing her family. When she was asked if she wanted more children after this custody dispute with the twins was resolved, she responded, "I don't think so, not with all the blank that has happened." Well, that's not a no. Those are my thoughts in the case of Mary Beth Lewis. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.